Does it feel like it's been a year since we got together?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No.
No?
Oh. No. It feels like yesterday. It was last week.
I know. Well, we had the retreat for 3 days, and that felt like a long time, which the retreat turned out to be excellent. There's several people that are in the class. Maybe you can say something about the retreat, because it was surprisingly smooth and nice.
And we went very deep, very quickly. Certainly, this is Fran. Certainly, I went, I think, quite possibly deeper than I've ever gone or gone in a retreat. So, and a lot was learned, and I'm a fan. It worked. I thought it worked. It was very smooth.
I would not hesitate to do another in-home. I thought it was extremely powerful. Mm-hmm. Being someplace is wonderful if you're traveling, but it's exhausting. There's a lot of energy expelled by going places, and you don't have any of that at home. You have your space. You've created it. I was fortunate enough to have a beautiful room that is just my altar, and I could stay here. And I just go down, and I get something to eat, and I come back up, and I sleep, and I do whatever. And so I was in this cocoon all by myself and almost forced to spend time with myself. So to Fran's point, I think that really resonated. The energy of the group was much higher on a consistent basis, and we weren't as fragmented. It was just very powerful.
I was surprised how much we got, how much ascension happened in 3 days. Completely shocked.
It was incredible.
So. This is Sally. I agree. It was very powerful. The part of what I really noticed is instead of traveling back home, and we were so, the teachings were still so present. So as I stepped into my life little by little today, I could directly apply what I felt it during the retreat into my life, and I feel like it's helping really integrate what I'm doing in my spiritual world with 3D. It's really helpful.
Wonderful.
Yeah, this is Ron. I just want to affirm what everybody has said. There were some real breakthroughs for me, and they're continuing.
Wonderful. So we're going to have another one November 6th through 8th. I started fooling. Whose birthday?
Sally, November 6th.
Oh, this will be the second time we have one around your birthday, right?
Yes.
Sally, that's my birthday too. Lisa Lansing, November
6th. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, okay. Great. So I'm fiddling around with the calendar, actually, and I've changed around some of the dates and the classes, like the Monday night class. I added a class because all of September, I guess I had expected to be off on retreat in Mount Shasta and things like that. So I had not scheduled a Monday night class for all of September. So that I now filled that in with more Monday night and adjusted. So there's still two more Monday nights after this class, and then there's the retreat. And then I really felt called to do something during the solstice in December because it's going to be an extremely powerful solstice. Those of you who listen to the podcast with Carol Cummings, she speaks about the solstice coming up. So what I did was I scheduled a full day class for Sunday. The solstice is on Monday, but so I did it on a Sunday, the Sunday before the solstice, where the energy is still there. So I just put in a 1 day, like 9 to 5, little mini workshop on the solstice. So take a look at the calendar. All the links aren't set up yet, and the descriptions aren't all there yet, but it's a little different than what it was. So those of you who are loyal to this class, thank you, and take a look. at what's going on there. I'll have it probably worked out by Wednesday. Let me ask also the people that were on the retreat, did you feel like cleaning your whole house today?
I didn't have time to do that.
No, I never feel like that.
I'm in the middle of painting in my dining room. It's a shambles downstairs, so I just can't do that yet.
Okay. My office is a total chaos. Took all the pictures down.
Okay.
Total remodeling.
Okay.
Which is where I was over the weekend.
Sean was on the retreat, but I noticed I was definitely in the cleaning and finding things that needed to be taken care of. So there, it's interesting that I had the nesting and he was the one that was on the retreat.
Yeah, I really cleaned my office, every nook and cranny here. So when my consciousness is clearer, I need my surroundings to match that frequency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I cleaned my meditation room before the retreat. I'm the same way with that. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes, I did as well.
So, okay. Well, is it this our fifth class or sixth class? It's our fifth class?
Sixth. Our last one.
It's the last class. Whoa. Okay. So, let's have some check-in around the soft and bold and how it's showing up in your life. Mark, you had a nice comment on the page, and Scott, you did too. Would anyone care to elaborate how that theme is showing up in their life?
Well, this is Mark. It was just a little bit clearer this time because, like I said, sometimes with the energy that I have when it's heavy, and it's been a lot lately because I've just had so many things happening, I just want to get through it and, you know, like I said, kind of bury it instead of acknowledging it. And it really did make a difference for me to kind of embrace it. These are the things that are current. These are the things that are heavy with me, and then to say, okay, so that's part of what's going on with me, and now I have a chance to ease out of it and release it, as opposed to try to, you know, push it down or force it down or, you know, something of that nature.
Isn't that
so
beautiful?
The grounding's been...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, so the grounding has been an essential part, but this, but the acknowledgement of it has, came clear as another essential part too.
You know, to me, what you're describing, when you can make an indent of higher consciousness into your busy life, to me, that is spiritual mastery. That translates, let's say if you were going to go on a retreat, that would translate to being able to go deeper on the retreat. There's a relationship between how we can intercede with the rush and craziness of life and really keep our power and our centeredness in life. And it really relates to eventually how deep you can go in your meditation. There's a direct relationship there. So good for you, Mark. Anyone else? Come on.
Yeah, it's Fran. And I've been finding that bold is a lot easier for me. And what I've seen happening with bold is I'm more apt to pause, and I'm generally not aggressive, but to make certain I'm in my integrity as I'm speaking, and you know what that looks like. The soft part has been more challenging for me, and meaning being open, clear, receptive. And for me, the really growing awareness of the impact that my entanglement in 3D has upon my second chakra in particular, I think will be very helpful. I know today I found myself a number of times becoming, you know, in the middle of my day, becoming aware and pausing and doing some grounding or allowing, you know, more flow to try to soften that sense of my body, feeling that, you know, it was showing me that there was a film over me. So
Nice. Okay. And how about anyone else? Has this theme been staying with people during the week at all? Or does it go out the window?
No, it stays. Uh-huh. I my experience is, I really resonate with what Fran said. You know, I've never considered myself soft in any way, temperament or just physically. And I have to honestly say there are times, a lot of times lately, that I feel very vulnerable, that I'm and a softness. I'm noticing that my body moves differently, that I approach things differently physically and not intentionally. So I'm just aware that that is changing and it's a much softer approach. But the actual ability to open myself up and make myself, I know, always know when I have a challenging time with a concept because I forget the words. it never fails. I'll think of it. I will. But obviously that prevents me from journeying. It's humility coupled with, and it begins with an R. It's not resilience. It's
receptiveness.
Thank you so much. Receptive. That's the hard part about the soft. And I think Fran mentioned something about that. I agree. That receptivity for me, I feel I'm not sure how to break through that. That's a wall right now.
Okay. So what do you imagine yourself being receptive to?
Well, to me, you know, I'm reading 21 Stages of Meditation by Yogi Bhajan, I think is the name. And mm-hmm. he talks about humility and receptivity is what actually allows you to journey into that space where the light can speak with you, where you can begin to really journey and envision. And I just really desire to get there. I had glimpses, just little tiny things this weekend, but I know that I'm holding on. I'm just, is it a safety thing? Is it a fear thing that's subconscious? I don't know.
Well, let's talk about the safety thing. Safety first always is important. And you have no reason to open up unless you're safe enough to open up and be receptive. No one should force you to be receptive to anything, even God, unless you feel safe. Let's just establish that. Okay?
Okay.
And I'm just trying to figure out whose phone is making all the noise here. Because there's just a lot of noise. Okay. So I agree with that. And I spent several years banging my head against the wall, trying to meditate and go deep until I figured out about how to sit in the mother's arms. And that's what made the difference for me. So when, and that's why I focus on the grounding and the feminine and being held. And it's, and that's why we're talking about soft and bold, because we're not talking about being like soft, gushy doormat soft. Mm-hmm. We're talking about being receptive to our higher being, to the divine, to the light, so that we can be effective in life and boldly walk our path. Okay, so that's why I needed to find safety. And I did not know safety until I felt my connection with Mother Earth and the Divine Feminine. In many aspects of the Divine Feminine, but from the Great Mother to different saints, to the Ancient Mother, any of those were feminine beings that could hold me in their arms and help me feel safe. Mm-hmm. And the way I feel it is through that felt sense, through the soles of my feet. And so if we go back to feeling that connection with Mother Earth through the soles of our feet, and so everyone do that. Because everyone here knows how to do that. Good. And so you feel your feet secure on the ground, right?
Yes.
Most people have that feeling. I'm keeping us all active here so we can discuss this. So the minute your feet feel solid on the ground is the beginning of when you start to feel safe. It's a felt sense that's communicated by gravity, which is love, to your being. I mean, what's safer than gravity? I mean, we're held here. We can't fly off like a helium balloon. We're really here. And it's a felt sense. That's the immediate, like, first level of this. So does everyone feel that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So in the middle of a busy day, you're not going to like go into this deep meditation and sit in the arms of the mother. But you can remember to feel your feet on the ground. And then all of a sudden, there's a safety and a solidness that comes over us. Okay?
Yeah.
So don't underestimate that tiny little shift in remembering your feet. And then by remembering our feet, we start to feel that subtle energy. Right? Most of us have some kind of sensation that's going on through the feet in connection to the earth, right?
Yes.
Either heat or coolness or wind or energy or something. So all of a sudden, we've entered into a more subtle state, which means that we've detached from 3D and that kind of unsafe place that 3D is. And we start incorporating our subtle light being and our higher being into our awareness. And that feels a little more true. A little more wonderful. A little less identified with the negative identity we have. Because feeling energy feels pretty good most of the time, right?
Yes. Yes.
There's still one person's phone that's just making a ton of noise here. Lisa's, you want to
maybe
try?
Maybe it's mine.
No. 1-899?
No, that's not me.
Yeah.
That's me. Let me try to mute. I thought I muted.
Yeah, it wasn't you, Sally. Imagine that. Okay. Okay. So we're slowly detaching from being dissociated from the earth to reconnecting with our true self, because there it's undeniable you and the earth are connected. Even if you took it from the scientific point of view, there no scientist would say that you're not connected to the earth physically, right? That's a truth. And when truth runs through your being, something good happens. And these are little tiny steps that you can do. But think about truth and how good it feels and how aligned you feel when there's truth running through you. Mm-hmm. Oh, Denise, it might be you.
No, I just unmuted. I actually did this during a conference call where I was on with three people and I felt very attacked on the call. And so I just felt my feet and I started feeling the tingling. And I think, was it in this class at one point that we also talked about how if you change kind of your heart vibration, the others in the group kind of mirror that?
Uh-huh. Tell us what happened.
Within 5 minutes, the whole, like, there was 40 minutes left of this call and I just felt so attacked. I almost like wanted to hang up. And I knew that I had to get through another 40 minutes. So I just connected with the earth. And within 5 minutes, everything had calmed down. They stopped attacking. And it was a very pleasant conversation for the rest of the call.
Oh my God. I am so happy you had that experience.
Yeah, it is amazing when you just, you know, like when you ground yourself, just how your whole environment changes. And I think I've shared with you before too, that cosmic soup bowl of love. And when I'm feeling a lot of tension with another person of, you know, like just holding them in a place of love and sending love to them and how that just changes the relationship rather quickly.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I hear that, and at work I feel my feet all day. I really feel like there's that part of me that's begun to really get that world and really be able to resonate and stay grounded and have those experiences, Denise, you were just speaking about. But when I sit, something else blocks. It's like my feet are really powerful right now, as I will feel at work or feel I've felt this weekend, but I still feel like there's something just blocking that. I don't know, that receptivity. That's the only word that I can use for it.
Okay, so we'll go into this a little deeper. Is this helpful for people?
Yes, you know, and it's Fran, and I don't know that I'd use the same words, exactly the words that Lisa is using, but what she's saying is I'm really relating to.
Okay.
And one more piece. I mean, you so often, Sarah, speak of being held in the arms of Mother Earth. And that's never been my sensation until just recently. I thought, well, that's just your words for what I feel, which is the tingling, and then the wonderful energy begins to flow through my body, and I get clearer, and my what I think and do is more, has more clarity and more integrity. But that's different, I'm believing now, than what you're describing as truly feeling held in the nurturing arms of the Great Mother.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So there's a deeper sinking to come upon. Okay. So an equivalent might be just how confident and calm you feel. And then the step beyond that is the amount of love that is generated when your energy circulates within an embodied state. There's a tremendous amount of love that is like the next stage of grounding. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can get to that. Okay. What were you going to say?
Oh, I do understand the confidence, and it's not an arrogant or aggressive. It's just a clarity and a certainty and within.
Right. So, there, yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was thinking, you know, the first thing that came to me when, you know, of knowing that block was there, of it feeling to me like that same as if I have a tension with another person and sending love to that person and how that resolves that. And I don't know if, you know, like just really loving that block and just, you know, like sending love to it might help or not. I'm not sure. It's just what came to me.
Yes. And when you do that, Denise, do you feel like you're in intimate connection with yourself?
Yes. I feel like I'm in my heart center and just really focused on, you know, feeling love. And so what I'll do is I'll picture somebody or something that I really love and feel that love for that, and then just kind of transfer it to the person that I'm having tension with.
And how do you transfer it?
I feel like there's like some energy. It's more a visualization where I think anyway, where I feel like if I'm picturing this other person that I love, it's somebody outside of me. And so I have this love going toward them. And I just change that, my picture in my head of that person to be the person I love, to be the person I'm having tension with. And that same love going to that person instead.
Do you know how masterful that is to be able to get beyond your whatever negative feelings you might be feeling at the time coming at you, and then being able to go into a state of intimate love?
I've told this to probably a half a dozen people, and they've all said, there's no way I'm doing that.
Right, right.
And I can't tell you how much it changes. You know, it just changes my life because I don't have tension with that person anymore.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it means that you have to let go of whatever the story is and whatever negative feelings are circulating around in the relationship and claim your own intimacy with your heart.
I came by accident, so
lucky you. Now, probably from another lifetime, you knew how to do it. But the trick is being able to let go of the heavy feelings and being willing to be in your heart.
I find it
would be interesting to know if that helps with blocks too. Because as you know, Sarah, I feel blocked a lot. As much anymore, but I'm wondering if, you know, for the people who feel blocked, if doing something similar to that with their own block and loving that block within themselves might be helpful. Mm-hmm.
Yes, which is what I've spoken about many times. And
is loving that block something?
Go ahead.
Is loving that block something that you don't have to know what the block is, you just flood it with love? Is that what we're talking about, kind of?
That's what I would do.
Right, but there's a subtlety, Denise, in what you're doing and what the wording is happening here. Because what you're doing is going into a state of love. You're not just imagining love going out. You're going beyond any kind of negative feelings and sitting in that full state of love. Otherwise, you wouldn't have the power to shift the situation.
I really feel
yes.
like I'm expressing love.
Uh-huh. That's the difference. So one is thinking about it, and the other is about being in it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where starting with somebody that you already love or something that you already love and having that feeling to begin with is helpful.
Yes. So what's happening when we're grounding and circulating the energy through us is we're cleansing all our energy circuits so that we can get to that point of love. Because usually people are holding on to the heavy energies. They don't want to let go. And you don't want to let go with the heavy energies with yourself either. You want to keep cracking that whip. So the grounding is a way of getting to that place. So when the energies get clear enough and your heart gets clear enough, you know you're sitting in the heart and you're the complete experience of love, which through grounding you can feel that from Mother Earth and then sit into your own center of love. But it's really hard for Americans to get into that state of love. We just want to hold on like one of those dogs that just doesn't let go of your ankle.
So it's Fran again. Mm-hmm. May I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, I know for myself that I cannot offload my, you know, the negative thoughts that I'm clinging to with my mind. I can only be relieved of them when I really ground and the energy flows through me. And then, I mean, that to me is a big motivation for grounding, actually, because I so dislike my negativity. Mm-hmm. And it frees me from that, but I don't quite honestly feel that I am sitting in pure love when I do that. I feel clear and I feel benign and I feel free of any negativity. I see the good in people. I welcome them but I don't feel truly that I'm in that state of pure love.
Okay. That's good to know. How about other people?
I resonate with what Fran said just now very much.
Are there people here that have experienced that love, that state of love? Not yes. loving someone, but being in the state of love.
Yeah.
This is Sally.
I believe so.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is Dia. I feel that state pretty much every time I'm done grounding. And that's why I feel miserable when things build up and then I go to ground and then I feel in that state of love and it's very comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Good. Just for an experiment in your life, when you're entangled in some kind of heavy back and forth with someone See if you can let go of that and just even imagine being in your heart. Just like the beginning stages of figuring this out. Because it's the letting go of those negative feelings that's the hard part. You would just want to engage. Mm-hmm. And
right.
You want to kind of use the sword of truth to like cut that cord. The way I think of it is I don't want anyone or anything to take me out of that state. I don't want to be denied the state of love by myself or anyone else.
Sometimes do you think it's hard to know when we're in that state? Because like very similar to, like I don't feel in the past that I've felt the energy in my body, but then when we start to talk about it, it's like, oh, that's what that energy is. It's the tingling, it's the feeling, the heaviness kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if, like for myself, I wouldn't say I'm a very loving person, but I think it's like it may be there without us really realizing it sometimes.
Well, you bring up a point because there are people who are gushy, lovey people, like the, you know, huggy people. And then there's the state of love. And that those two don't have to go together. You know, you can have an outgoing, really loving, expressive person who's not in a state of love, but they're like a real connector kind of person with people and like enjoy people. But the state of sitting in the consciousness of love doesn't mean you have to be a gushy, lovey, huggy person. They're two different things.
This is Penny. Being in a state of love for me moves me into a softness. When I am trying to get out of irritability so that I can change my language, I have noticed that softness supported by love allows me access to a whole field of language that I never knew I had. And the words that come out of me are so warm and so embrace it, and so not irritable. Love is the softness.
The transmission for this class, the activation that is happening through this class is helping us integrate, going beyond the polarity, actually, of hard and soft into an integrated state where we're on a continuum and able to respond in our most centered way. It's more of a continuum than either or. And when we start thinking about it, it becomes an either or. And it really is a bandwidth of an integrated state. And there's multiple opportunities for receptivity and being receptive to your higher being, and multiple opportunities to stand tall, firm, and bold in your life, knowing that you're seated in your true being, or in the arms of the mother, or in your in your root chakra, where that beautiful lotus blossom is. But you're seated and centered in a way that gives you the choice to have wisdom, or the choice to have compassion. And that's where the ultimate transmission of this class is vibrating at. So we want to shift now from thinking about it to going into our sacred circle and receiving more of that transmission. Okay, is there anything else someone wants to bring up before we do this?
Well, this is Sally, just a general question. When I experienced this to a high degree about 2 years ago, it was noticed. I was definitely within myself, but noticed by people around me. And then things kind of went, I guess I'm saying that, are there times where you have to like tuck it in a little bit? Is that what you're saying? Because I'm not sure always understood by the people around. Some people can pick it up because it's all heart chakra and it lights the next one and then the next one, and it can be misinterpreted.
Right, and that's different. That's different than what we're receiving here. It's not all heart chakra. It's integrated. It's the full chakra system. Balanced, integrated, and like I said, there's a continuum that allows for wisdom to guide thought, speech, and action and feeling. And you want the freedom to have that discernment and the ability to respond. But it's from an integrated space. And so sitting in the heart doesn't look, like I said, like this outgoing kind of love. It's just a radiance about you. And then if people want to screw it up, and I'm serious about it. I mean, that's what you're talking about, Sally. So that's their issue.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
So most people are existing in shame and all kinds of self-loathing, and how they interpret how you are is what it says about them. You've heard this before, more about them than you. And you really have to go by that.
Okay.
And given the culture of shame that we have in this society, so much gets screwed up. There's just very little ability to be in pure love with someone. Yeah, I mean, in a state of pure love, if you want to relate to them that way, in a neutral way, like it's just plain and simple and doesn't have to be all kinds of stories be made up about that. And it really is, you have to look at it as how they're interpreting it and mangling it. Yes. Instead of just enjoying someone in a loving state.
It really becomes just, you're in your being and you're looking at them as a being. It's not even it has nothing to do with any detail about the person. You may not even, I mean, you don't know most of the people you encounter in a day, right? And it's very freeing to just be in that state of love, and there's no circumstances to it. It's just really pure.
Yes. And people are not used to it.
No.
And you really do have to say to yourself, this really isn't about me, it's about them. And that's hard, but that's what it is. And you have to make sure you don't have any ulterior motives. You have to be pretty pure with your state. And then you really can say it's about them and not you. It's a reflection of where they're at. So we're going to clear here a bit. So we're going to come back and center within. We got a little mental whirlwind going on there, and we want to settle this down. Good conversation, but still got that whirlwind going. Come on back to your body, to your breath. And come into the felt experience of your body, of your consciousness. And again, you're not coming back to the self-loathing. You're coming back to the beauty of the being you know you are. You're coming back to the being that has subtle awareness, that knows themselves as a bright light despite what anything or anyone wants to believe about you. The part of you that knows you without, well, let's say in a pure state. And we tend to forget who we are in a pure state. It's often who we wish we were, but we already are. So the part of you that wishes that people could see you for who you are is that pure state of you. So that's what we're coming back to. We're not coming back to your negative thoughts about your being, your body. That's a big deal. And feel your seat on the chair, your thighs on the chair. Invite your calf muscles to soften. and let things quiet down. And if you're feeling a little heady, wiggle your toes, squeeze your calves. Make sure you give the lower part of your body as much attention as the upper part. So we always have to go through a cleansing process. And you can do it with breathing practices, with belly breathing, feeling the energy in the soles of your feet, feeling the energy flowing through your hands. And we're getting the energy circuits moving, which means we're starting to digest and remove the toxic psychic energy of thoughts and emotions and illnesses and pain. So who wants to be soft and open to pain, or who wants to be soft and open up to more negative emotions? You don't want to. You don't have to. It's not where we're going. We're clearing the pathway to being receptive to your higher being that is both soft and bold. And we're actually allowing the two qualities to mix into one stream. Again, if you're too up in your head, drop down. And we're actually taking all the definitions that we know about soft and bold and tossing them out the window. Because if you put soft and bold together, they turn into something else. And they coexist. So a loving mother never stops loving her child. And she knows how to set up boundaries and repercussions and guide in a firm way. It's all in one pot. There we go. Again, if you're imagining or thinking this, you're missing the experience of it. So come back to the felt sense. And we'll greet the spirit of the land. And Mother Earth. And the spirit of the water, the nature spirits, spirit of the fire, and the spirit of the air, and the spirit of the ether. We greet the directions of the east, of the south, of the west, and the north, above and below, to create a beautiful, sacred, safe space to repair all the energy, geometry of our being, reconnect all the circuits. Come back into our wholeness. And if we focus on the energy in our feet and our roots, and the energy coming up from Mother Earth as well, the energy going down and the energy going up spins into a spiral that you can't tell if it's going up or down, unless you focus on it. And we're letting the energy expand and the light get greater. And the energy has an intentionality in it. Its intention is always to bring you into wholeness. So the energy will always find the areas that are not flowing and open them up and the areas that are dim and brighten them up. It's very, very intentional. And allow that to happen. Don't direct it. Allow the intentionality and the wisdom of the energy to find its way to open all the circuits, all the subtle energy circuits, all the vital energy that wants to flow through your being. A sacred circle is activated. And there's a beautiful flame in the center. And so we're receiving guidance through energy, through frequency, not through words. And I've said before, energy speaks to energy, light to light, love to love. It's all frequency based. Now, if you try to use your mind to receive it, you'll block it entirely. There we go. And this is how we're taught from the mystic's point of view, through the light of this flame, through the frequency of the light. And this is a deeper meaning of being soft and receptive. And it takes an incredible amount of courage and boldness to receive at this level, to vibrate at this level beyond words into the silence of vibration and frequency. So as the fire and light of the sacred circle breaks down the film that covers your being, your true being, it burns away the covering for you to become more of your true self. Which allows you to integrate with your higher being in that humble way, in the way of the ego letting go for the higher frequencies to come in of you. And then you stand firm and bold in your own being. Knowing your spiritual nature is guiding you. And tonight you were each able to receive that communication on the vibratory level, whether you were aware of it or not. I can see everyone's higher being fully engaged in the circle. And receiving beautifully. So no matter how you felt, maybe you can be aware on the level where you did receive and you did take in the message of the flame. And take a little bit of a breath. Come back to your sense of your body with your subtle awareness still alive and awake. Come back to the happiness of your being. Come back to the loveliness of your being. And the strength and courage of your being. And be bold and bright. And why don't we come off of mute? Oh, before we do, I just realized it's Becky Distad's birthday today, so let's all send her a little dollop of light for her birthday. And if you have a birthday today, tell me when we get off, but I'm not always aware of people's birthdays, but today I remembered it was Becky's. Okay, let's come off mute.
Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome, Becky. Okay, so we were able to take this to the deepest level that the teachers wanted to communicate. And so know that a deposit of wisdom was made into your being, and that you'll be withdrawing from that bank account naturally. Someone just put $1 million in your bank account. And and a very rich, rich experience. And so we'll see how that surfaces in your life and your insights and your sense of self as we move through the weeks here. Any comments?
This has been really helpful. I'm so grateful for the dialogue earlier, working and living and raising two very energetic beings can put me very uncentered very quickly and very ungrounded. And the words and the experience that I was having a hard time earlier, and I was able to sit with that. And then now after this meditation, that deposit, I can just feel it really helping to melt and bring that softness. Like, I feel like there's hope today. So thank you.
I know. Little children bring such an active energy. Being a mom is a big job. Big, big job. Okay, anything else? Okay. Well, thank you. Listen to this audio recording again if you get a chance, so that you can take in this meditation again too.
I'm feeling a lot of gratitude, and I'm aware my boldness came out during the course.
Ah, wonderful. Wonderful. So we raised it to a new higher frequency, which will help stabilize your ability to be your true self. And stand true to yourself. Both of those. Okay.
Much gratitude. I really relish isn't quite the word, but I know I will love the unfoldment, however it is.
Beautiful. So, I think the next class starts in 2 weeks.
Maybe with a switch, you mean, in your calendar, because it wasn't till October.
Right, right. There's another class starting. 2 weeks would be Labor Day, so maybe it's 3 weeks, like the 7th.
That is Labor Day.
Oh, it's the 7th? Okay, so it's the 30th. No. Oh, I don't know. You know me and calendars. It's up there.
What is the name of the class? Because I looked before and I didn't see any new classes. Is it Soft and Bold still?
No, I just put it up this afternoon. It is.
Tonight, I didn't see it.
It's on the calendar.
Oh, okay.
Okay. It's shedding the burden of yourself.
Huh. Okay. I probably need that.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah. That's a great title.
So it's on the calendar. I haven't written up the class description or anything like that. It just, the inspiration came through this afternoon, and at least I got it on the calendar. And then I'm sure Maureen will be checking my dates. And
I will. Yeah. I thought I had till October to sort things out.
Right.
Yeah. Got it.
Maureen just knows anytime I've done something with dates, and all of a sudden, like, I'll put something up and then like 10 minutes later, I'll get an email from her. Sarah, you might want to look at this page, and it doesn't match the date that's on this page. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know why I didn't catch that this afternoon. I must have been somewhere else in my mind. Yeah, wasn't on the site at all.
Right, but she always knows. So I appreciate you so much, Maureen. Thank you.
Oh, Sarah, there's no way we can ever say how much we value you. I mean, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, it's true. Mm. It's very true.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. It takes a village to keep me together here.
We're keeping each other together.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
So hopefully we'll see each other again in a few weeks, whenever that is.
September 14th.
Is that, did you look? Okay.
Yes,
okay.
So we have, shedding the burden of self.
Yeah.
Okay. September 14th.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Enjoy a few weeks off, and we'll meet back together. Love you all.